Today's daf is Soita Daf Chof Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah on Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas Chaim Elazar, Ben Yibadol Chaim, Reb Shimshin Aryeh. So, the Mishnah on Daf Chof, which brought us a three daf digression, discussed the idea that it's possible for a Soita to be guilty as charged, yet at the same time, nothing's going to happen to her after she drinks from the Mei Soita. And that is, if she has a schos. In fact, the Mishnah says it's possible that this soita will have a schos that will suspend her punishment for a year, 2 years, and even up to 3 years. There was a discussion in the Gemara in Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, what schos the Mishnah is referring to. And what emerged is that it's a machlokes amiran. Rav Yosef and Rava both said that the schos could be the schos of any mitzvah, Kiner mitzvah, you find that mitzvah is a ner, and mitzvah has the ability to protect. Ravina said that it's dafka the schos of Torah, and even though a woman is an ena mitzvah as it relates to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and although a person gets schar for doing a mitzvah for which he or she is ena mitzvah, but gadol ha-mitzvah v'aysa yoysim m'nisha ena mitzvah v'aysa, and therefore it's not mistaber that a schar of ena mitzvah v'aysa would be sufficient to be able to protect from this pending punishment, but at the same time, a woman does have a shaychus to the mitzvah of Torah, even on a mitzvah va'osa diga level, and that is be'agra demakrin umasnim bonai v'natrin luhu gavrayu adosim mibein bedrasha miloi palgan b'hadayu. She's a shutif in the Torah of her husband. She's a shutif in the Torah of her children, and it would be that schus that would be toila for her. Either way, the idea was yesh schus toila la. Our mission now, daf chabez on the base, is going to continue on that note. Reb Shimon Aimer, Reb Shimon said ein schus toila la b'mayim amarim. Although the Mishnah said in Daf Chaf Amid Aleph Yesh Schus Toila, Reb Shimon, as in Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he said, I don't know from this. There's no such inyan that the Schus is going to be Toila. And said Reb Shimon, I'll tell you why it has to be that way. Because if you're going to tell me that Schus is Toila, b'mayim hamorin, mada atu as hamayim b'fnei kol anoshim ha-shoisois. Number one, you're going to, on some level, take away the edge from the mayim hamorin. What's the whole idea of the mayim hamorin? It's supposed to scare the woman, right? We don't want her to drink. We don't want to go forward with the mechikas Hashem. It's supposed to scare her. Now, if she knows that, oh, I have a husband that learns, or I have children that are sitting in yeshiva, so memela, I'm going to have a schus and nothing's going to happen to me, so it's going to be counterintuitive. It's going to somehow encourage the woman to not be so afraid. And it can't be, said Reb Shimon. The idea is to make this very, very scary, and we don't want there to be any loophole in that. And as a result, must be that there's no schus toilo. Additionally, said Reb Shimon, I have another issue. Moitzi ata shemra ala tahiru shneshasu. You're going to be moitzi shemra on all the tahiru is that drink. Sha'aymrim, because people are going to say, t'meyo isayim. These women were really tummy. And by the way, we know that any single time you have a suffix soita standing in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a raglayim ludover that she's tummy. There was kinui, there was stira. That's why in Eid Echad is nema betumo. There's a svara behind it, raglayim ludover. Now, this woman was tar. You know what people are going to say? That really she's tummy. Elisha tolsel and schos. She must have had a schos. And this schos is what protected her. So said Reb Shimon that I respectfully disagree with this whole concept, this whole patent of schos toilola. There's no such thing as schos toilola. She's guilty, she is going to be punished alatar, she's innocent, then she's going to be fine. Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe is the kosev ashlishi hamachriya b'neim. Rebbe said, schos toilola b'mayim amorim. The schos was toilola. However, it was toilola from the ultimate punishment. But as soon as she drank, in the event that she was guilty, she started showing symptoms, and things would happen. Meaning, at that point, she no longer was able to have a child. She also didn't heal from this inyan that started. But she started dying a slow death. Until finally she died, the misa haksuva b'Torah that's mentioned in the Torah in Parashas Nasa. So really, if you make a sikum on the three shittas, we have the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amid Aleph that says yesh schus toilah, which minastam sounds like the schus suspends the entire punishment. Nothing's going to happen for how long? Up to 3 years. We have Reb Shimon shita that says no such thing as schus toilah, and then we have shitas Rabbi, where Rabbi says the schus was toilah It's only, however, toila from the final punishment. It's toila from the misa. However, as it relates to the symptoms, immediately the mayim started working. If she was guilty, she was misnavna v'hoyleches. We'll see more about this machloikis at the end of the daf. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. So we're going to now pivot a little bit, and we're going to go into some of the kachim of Saita. So this is one of the themes of Masechta Saita. So you're learning about Saita, and then all of a sudden you have three blad of Agadata. You're learning about Saita, and then all of a sudden you have three blad in kachim. The Agadata, because that's just Masechta Saita, digresses. The kachim is because kachim is an integral part of the parish of Saita. She had to bring a mincha Saita. Mincha Saita is it's a mincha, it's a carbon, and as a result, Masechta Saita intersects, like many Masechtas do, underrated. We always talk about this. Yuma, Psachim, think about Nazir. How many Masechtas there are that have real kachim components to it? Saita is such a Masechta. So Zok the Mishnah, Nitmas Mincha. So what happens if the Mincha Saita became Tameh? Became Tameh. Says the Mishnah, actually, kitch b'kli. If it became tameh before it was niskadish in a kli, harehi could call him an achas. It's treated like any mincha that became tameh before it was niskadish b'kli, and the halachas v'tipad it. You could be paid it. You could transfer the kedusha from the mincha onto money, for example. The mincha becomes chulin. The money now has kedushas mincha. Imish a kitch b'kli. And if it became tameh after it was already niskadish b'kli, then again harehi could call him an achas. It's treated like any mincha that became tameh after it was niskadish b'kli. At that point, you can't be poided anymore. There's no way for this to go l'chulin. Rather, you have to burn it, and you have to treat it like any mincha that's going to be tameh. So what's the halacha if the mincha saita becomes tameh? What's the halacha if any mincha becomes tameh? A mincha that becomes tameh, actually, kitcha b'kli, what's the halacha? Tipade. A mincha that becomes tameh, la'achar shne kitcha b'kli, what's the halacha? Tisarev. The same is going to be true as it relates to the mincha saita. And just to chazer over, we know the mincha saita was brought into the makam ha-mikdash in a kfifa mitzris. It was brought in some biliga, some wicker basket. Then it was put into a kli sharis, and then it was put into a kli sharis the second time. But it wasn't always niskadish b'kli. It started off in a state of chulin, in a keli that was not a kli sharis. At some later point, it will be niskadish b'kli. So you want to know what the halacha of the mincha is. At what point in this timeline did it become tummy? If it became tummy before it was niskadish b'kli, then you can be paid it. After, you have to burn it. What's the difference if it was niskadish b'kli or not? Just in kachin vernacular. Once it's niskadish b'kli, the kedusha gets upgraded to kedusha sagov. So all Hektish could be divided into two groups. Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Damim means this item is Kaddish, but it's really more its value that's Kaddish. So it's possible to transfer the value from this to something else. As long as we maintain equal value that is going to be Kaddish, that's going to be fine. Kedushas Aguf is when the Heftza becomes inherently Kaddish. At that point, it's not just the Damim that's Kaddish, but it's the Heftza that's Kaddish. And therefore, there's nothing to transfer. You can transfer value, but you can't transfer something that's intrinsic now to the Guf. But either way, actually, in the Skatcha B'Kli, we look at it as Kedushas Damim. In the Skatcha B'Kli, we look at it as Kedushas Aguf. The point of the Mishnah is there's no difference between a Mincha Soit as it relates to these halachas than there is to other Minachas. So the Mishnah, the Elosh Mincha Yisayim Nisrafa is. I'll give you more examples of where a Mincha, specifically the Mincha Soite, had a din of Sreifa, Ha'imeres Tmeyanilach. A woman, where somewhere along the way, decides to come clean, she admits, I am Tame. So, had she admit right away, we wouldn't have gotten to the point that we got. But she already has the Mincha, and the Bing Ma'ayim on her, and at some point, she says Tmeyanilach. So if she says Tmeyanilach, what do you do with the Mincha? You burn it. Incidentally, the Rishonim speak out, again, it's only true if it was Kitch of a Kli. If it wasn't Kitch of a Kli, then it's Loi Gara, then if it was Nitma, where the Halacha is that you don't need the Mincha, but you can be Poyudit if you want. If, however, it was Niskach of a Kli, and she said Tmeyanilach, so the Halacha is, again, it's going to need Tzrefa. V'shabola Edim Shitmei, or if Edim would come now, and they would say that she's Tameh, so there's no point to bringing the Mincha anymore, so what do you do with the Mincha? Again, if it was Kitch of a Kli, it's going to need Tzrefa. V'hoi Meres Eini Shaisa, or a woman that says Eini Shaisa, I refuse to drink. So that's similar to saying Tmeyanilach, but the point is that she says Eini Shaisa, so we're not moving forward with this, we're not going to bring the carbon Mincha. If it was Kitch of a Kli, it needs Tzrefa. V'shabayla Eini Reitzel Ashkoitzer, or if the husband doesn't want to be mashker, then she can't drink. Or if the husband was ba aleh baderech, so there the halacha is that the meisoit is not going to be baidik anymore. So if the meisoit is not going to be baidik, so at that point we don't need the mincha. The Mishnah says b'chol anesuos l'kayhanim. Additionally, any soita, any woman that's married to a kayin, the halacha is mincha yisayin nisrafos, her mincha too is going to be burnt. Now this halacha of mincha yisayin nisrafos, which is going to be the topic of the first Gemara we're going to learn, is a little different than the mincha yisayin nisrafos that we're talking about now. Up until this point, mincha yisayin nisrafos is we're not bringing the carbon mincha. So you have a carbon mincha, it was niskadish bikli, which means it already has kedushas haguf. So what's the halacha? The halacha is you can't bring it, so instead of bringing it, we're going to burn it. The soita, who happens to be an Eishes Kohen, says the Mishnah, whose mincha is nisrafis, is different. That mincha could be brought. An Eishes Kohen could be a soita. So what does it mean, mincha yisayim nisrafis? Whereas ordinarily, the halacha of a mincha and a mincha soita is that you makriv the koimetz, but the shirayim anecha, as it relates to an Eishes Kohen, there the halacha is that even the shirayim are going to be nisraf. We're on the Mizbeach. You're going to be makdir on the Mizbeach. A more detailed discussion of this in the Gemara. So, Minchaseim Nisrafis on that last knach means something a little bit different. It doesn't mean burn the whole Mincha. You're not going to be makdir of the Mincha. You are going to be makdir of the Mincha. It means the Shirayim. Whereas ordinarily the Shirayim would be eaten, over here it's not going to be eaten. So, really, if you do a Sikum on this last part of the Mishnah just gave us a whole bunch of examples where you could have a Mincha Soita where you're not bringing the Mincha Soita in the Gehedig way, but rather what are you doing with it? You're burning it. What are the examples? Number one, it became Tomei, Misha Kitcha Bikli. Number two, she said Tmei Ani Lecha, Misha Kitcha Bikli. Shabola Edim She Tmeya, Misha Kitcha Bikli. She says Eni Shoysa, Misha Kitcha Bikli. Baila Eni Roitza Lash Goysa, Misha Kitcha Bikli. Or Edim come and they say Baila Bala Dara, Misha Kitcha Bikli. And then we have this in middle situation where she happens to be an Eishes Kohen, regular Soita, everything is playing out exactly the way it's supposed to play out. But to the extent that her husband's a Kohen, so the halacha of this Mincha is going to end up being a little bit different. So we just mentioned the fact that Soita, who's married to a Kohen, her mincha is treated differently than an ordinary mincha soita. So whereas an ordinary mincha soita, the halach is you makter the koimitz and the shirai manachal, but kol anesuos l'kayhanim mincha yisayim nisrafos. So the Mishnah is going to do something that's very soitadik in that it's going to digress, but it's actually a very interesting digression. Zok the Mishnah, a little shas kotin now in the next 10 lines. Bas Yisrael shenisus l'kayin, a bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, Minchasa nisrefes. The halacha is that her mincha is burnt. Pashtus, we're talking about a mincha soita. V'koyhenes shenisus l'ka Yisrael. A koyhenes, however, so she's a bas koyin who's married to a Yisrael. Minchasa necheles. Her mincha is going to be a regular mincha. Meaning the shirayim of the mincha are going to be eaten. So this last thing that we just said, kol anasuos l'kayhanim mincha yisayim nisrafos, is the Mishnah l'hoitzim miliba wanted to be very clear. It's only true if it's a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, but a Bas Kohen that's married to Yisrael, that halacha is not going to be true. Ma bein Kohen l'Kohenes, what's the difference between a Kohen and a Kohenes? We're going to have a whole bunch of differences. Number one, Minchas Kohenes Necheles, the Mincha of a Kohenes is Necheles. So if a Bas Kohen brings a carbon Mincha, it's Necheles like any other Mincha is. The Shirayim of the Mincha is Necheles. Minchas Kohen ain't Necheles, as opposed to a Minchas Kohen, which is not Nechel. Again, more about this in the Gemara. Kohenes Mischaleles. A Kohenes could be Mischaleles. So Rashi says that what it means is that a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, who is Nivala to Apostle, the halach is she becomes a Chalala, she can't marry a Kohen anymore. Chalala is one of the women that a Kohen is not allowed to marry. Additionally, she's not allowed to eat Truma. However, the Kohen ain't Mischalal. If a Kohen would engage in a Bias Isser, it would not make him into a Chalala. So a Chalala, for example, can't do the Avoida, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, etc. A woman that has a Bias Isser could make her into a Chalala. Has to be Psule Kuna. Sugi's in the second half of Masechtas Yevamos, whereas a Kohen that has a Bias Isser would not make him into a Chalal. Another difference between a Kohen and a Kohenes. Kohenes metama l'meisim. A Kohenes is allowed to be metama t'meisim. Ain't Kohen metama l'meisim. Most basic halacha of being a Kohen is, you're not allowed to go to a Beis HaKfaris. You can't be metama to a meis. That's only true for a Kohen. It's not true for a Kohenes. Kohen oichel b'katcha gedashim. A Kohen's allowed to eat katcha gedashim. V'ain Kohenes eichel b'katcha gedashim. Whereas a Kohenes is not allowed to eat katcha gedashim. Ma bein ish li'isha. What difference is there between a man and a woman? There's a lot of differences between an ish and an isha. But on the theme of halachic differences between kohen and kohenes, so now we digress from our digression, and now we talk more generally, more broadly, differences in halacha between an ish and an isha, says the Mishnah, ish poireya ufoirin. An ish, that's a mitzoyre, this is the first difference. So the halacha is poireya, has to grow his hair long, ufoirin mitzoyre is golden. A woman can be a mitzoyre, however, she doesn't have the halacha that she should be poiras ufoiremes. Ho ish madre Benoy Benazir. How's that? A man has the ability to make his son that's a katan and a nazir. They know isha madera is benoy benazir. Something a woman can't do. Ha ish megaleach al naziris aviv. Also a sugya in Masechtas Nazir. The halacha is that if a man was a nazir, he was mafresh karbonos for a nazir. He was mafresh them stam, meaning he never identified this is the chatos, this is the oila, and this is the shlamim. And then he died. His son is also a nazir. Whole sugya of all the different details of how you, when this halacha applies. But the bottom line is, there's an idea that the son can take the karbonis that his father left over and use it for his own karbonis. That's only true for a man. But ve'en ha'isha, a woman who could be a nazir, isha yisha ki yafli linder neder nazir lazal Hashem. We know a woman could be a nazir, but she doesn't have this halacha that she could be megalachas on the zira savia, that she can use her father's karbonis. Ish mekadesh es bitay. A man can be Mekadesh's daughter. A woman does not have this koich. A man can sell his daughter. A man who's chayv skiva. So when they would stone him and they would give him skiva, they would do it arum. He wasn't wearing any clothing. A woman was wearing clothing. A man who was chayv mises bez and they would hang. A woman they would not. A man who steals and doesn't have money to pay up. So there's a concept of a nimkar bignevasai. As it relates to a woman, she was never nimker big nevasa. So the Mishnah started talking about Saita, and then 5 minutes later, we're talking about everything other than Saita. A little bit of a digression. Either way, the Gemara now is going to begin with the Saita part of the Mishnah, and then Amud Beis, a very, very brief commentary on some of the other halachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah discussed the halachas of the Mincha Saita. Specifically, what would happen if the Mincha Saita became Tame? So the Mishnah says, it's no different than if any Mincha becomes Tame. If it becomes Tame, actually Kitcha B'Kli, then all it has is Kedushas Damim, because it wasn't a Skadash yet in the Klisharis, it can be Paidit, and it's going to be Yoytza L'Chulin. If it became Tame after it was Kitcha B'Kli, now it already has Kedushas Aguf, at that point you can't be Paidit anymore. So what's Talachet Tisarif? You're going to burn it. And the Mishnah said that on the topic of a mincha that requires sreifa, specifically a mincha that was kitcha b'kli, I'll give you a whole list of elu she mincha yiseyem nisrafas. Ha'ol me t'mei anilucha, v'shabol le'edem shi'tmeya, v'ymeres eni shoysa, v'shabay le'eni roitza l'ashkoysa, v'shabay le'bala baderech, all these things, if they happened after it was kitcha b'kli, it's like if it became tamei after it was kitcha b'kli, we have no usage of this mincha sait anymore, and as a result, the din is, it's going to require sreifa. And then the Mishnah gave another example of where you can say mincha yisem nisrafis, although, as we spoke out in the Mishnah, it's a little bit different than all the other examples. And that is, kol anasuais l'kayhanim mincha yisem nisrafis. Any woman, a soita, who's married to a kohen, her mincha soita is going to require a sreif. Now, again, let's be clear because this is the next gemara. We are saying that the mincha is going to require a sreif, and we're putting it in the list of elu she mincha yiseyem nisrafes. But loy roi zek roi zek. Hatzada shava shabahen is elu she mincha yiseyem nisrafes. They're treated differently than your ordinary mincha. In what way? In that you burn the whole mincha. But it's not the same thing. The elu she mincha yiseyem nisrafes that the Mishnah started talking about is a situation where we're not going to be makir the mincha. There's no kiyum mitzvah of bringing this mincha soita. Why? Because we don't have a soita now, or we don't have a mincha that we can use. However, the situation of the Ashes Kayan soita, she's a regular soita. And she is going to drink from the mei soita, and she's going to say, Amen, Amen, to be makabel the shvu and the Allah. and all the brachas and all the klolos haksuvos b'Torah are going to be negayah her. The whole mesechta soita is going to play itself out. There's one difference. The difference is that whereas an ordinary mincha soita, like an ordinary mincha, you're makter only a chelik of the mincha, but all the shnirayim are necha, as it relates to the mincha soita of the Eishes Kohen, it's going to be different. It's nisrofis, you're going to be makter, you're going to put the entire mincha on the mizbeach. And the question is why? What's the reason for this? And really, the answer is based on what the Mishnah said, Behemshach, and that is Minchas Koyhenes Necheles, U Minchas Koyen Enin Necheles. It's based on the idea that a Minchas Koyen, if a Koyen owned a carbon mincha, if he was bringing a carbon mincha, his carbon mincha had to be Kulay Kal. So we're familiar with a carbon that's Kulay Kal. Carbon oil was Kulay Kal. There's another carbon that was Kulay Kal, and that's the Minchas Koyen. A Minchas Koyen was Kulay Kal. The Minchas Soite, as the Gemara is about to say right now, it's treated on some level in the event that she's an Eishes Kohen as a Minchas Kohen. And just like the Minchas Kohen is Kulay Kalo, so to her Mincha on some level is going to be treated as Kulay Kalo as well. So that's like the short explanation for why the Mincha of an Eishes Kohen would be different than any other Mincha Soite. Mincha Soite, part of it is on the Mizbeach, the other part of it is eaten. So because she's married to a Kohen, that's where it should be different. By the way, Soita and Kayin, Eishes Ish, that's Mizana Ba'oinis, is Mutal Labayla. An Eishes Ish, that's Mizana An Eishes Kayin, that's Mizana Ba'oinis, is Asa Labayla. So we know that there's nafgaminas in the world of Soita as it relates to a Kayin and Isopa. That's no Shaykhis what we're talking about right now. We're talking about the carbon. That somehow is a Chabzach and nafgamina in the carbon. And the reason is because a Kayin's own Mincha is Kulay Kalo. A Kayin's own Mincha is Nisrafais. So therefore, you can hear a little bit why the Eishes Kayin is going to be different. Either way, this next Gemara is a little bit kachimdik. Zokta Gemara, Abraisa, Tan Rabbanan, Kalan Asuis, Lekahuna, Minchaisayan Nisrafais. Any woman, she's a Soita, she's married to a Kayin. The halacha is her mincha is going to require strafe. If you have a Kohenes, a Levi Israelis, meaning as long as she's a Jew, and she's married to a Kayin, ain minchas necheles, the halacha is that her mincha is not eaten. Why? The reason is because the husband has a chelik in the carbon mincha. And being that her husband's a Kayin, and a Kayin's mincha wasn't eaten, it was Kulay Kalo like the Oila. As a result, this Mincha couldn't be eaten either. At the same time, Zok the Brayse, the Eino Oila Kalo. You can't treat it like a regular Minchas Kayin. You can't just burn it all on the Mizbech. Why? Because she also has a Chelik in it. So what do you do? Ela Koymetz Karbatzmai. What you do is you mark with the Koymetz individually, Vashirayim Kraven Batzman, and then afterwards you take the Shirayim and you makriv that individually. And that's the Kol HaNesuyas L'Kayanim in Chayseyam Nisrafis. You're burning the whole Mincha, but the way you're burning it is not in the sense of a Mincha Tamei, for example. It's also not in the sense of a Minchas Kayin. Minchas Kayin, you just take the whole thing and boom, you burn it on the Mizbeach. You have to do it in two Shlavim. First, you burn the Koymetz, and then you burn the Shirayim. The reason first you burn the Koymetz alone is because she has a chelik in it, and that's what you would do if there was no Kayin involved in the situation. The reason you can't only burn the Kayin is because he also has a chelik in it, and as a result, there's an inyan that you can't eat it. So what you end up doing is you end up burning it, but somehow you split the baby in half, ke'ilu. You take a chelik of it, you burn it first, and then you take the other chelik, and you burn it second, and like this, it's going to work out. But the Gemara says, before we explain this a little bit better, I think there's a technical issue. Ikri kan kolshahu mimenu li'ishin areyu b'bal saktiru. At the end of the day, there is a tzad here that she's a bailin. And because there's a tzad here that she's a bailin, on her tzad, the halach is to be makta the koymitz, and not to be makta the shirayim. Any time you have a mincha, where you only be makta the koymitz, not only is there no chiv to be makta the shirayim, there's actually an issa to be makta the shirayim. So the Gemara says, like, how are we somehow making shalom here by saying, oh, we'll just separate the koymitz and the shirayim, we'll be makta the koymitz, then we'll be makta the shirayim. Like this, we check off our bases. On the tzad that he's the Bailim. Okay, we were only makter everything. And on the side that she's the Bailim, we didn't do it together. Who cares if we did it together? We didn't do it together. At the end of the day, on her side, you're only supposed to be makter the Koyim. It's not allowed to be makter the Shirayim. And there's a dinner, Kol Shumi Medo L'Ishmael Reo B'Baal Saktiru. So I'm a Yehuda Breda, Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, the Masak Lulu Shem Eitzim. Kerab Elias. What we do is after we're makter the Koyim, we put the Shirayim on the Mizbeach and we make Azat Tanai. Rashi says that it works with Tanoyim. And we say that in the event that really we're not supposed to be makter it because Yosef, the Tzad, that she's the Bailam over here. So what we're having in mind is that this shouldn't be a Haktara L'Shem Rech Nichayach, but what this should be is a Haktara L'Shem Eitzim. What does it mean L'Shem Eitzim? Always needed fire, fuel for the fire on the Mizbeach, so that you would add wood all the time. So we want that this Shirayim should just act as wood, and this is something according to Rabbi Elazar works. The time Rabbi Elazar said, L'rech nechayich iyat amaylo, that this iser, that you're not allowed to be makta to Shirayim, is only true if you be makta l'rech nechayich. But if you want to be maylo l'shem eitzim, that's something you are allowed to do. But the Gemara says, Hondich, Rabbi Elazar disley ha'isfar. That's all good according to Rabbi Elazar, who says you can do something like this. El, Rabbanan the last ha'isfar, ma'yikilamemer. But according to Rabbanan that said you can't do this, what are you going to say? So the Gemara says is another rate. So the Abdi Luka Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. You could always do it in accordance to what Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is. At the time we learned to the Brice, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon said, Hakoyim Beit Karev Ba'at. Now Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon was discussing a Minchas Koyin. However, the Minchas Choyte of a Koyin. So we said, and that's really the background to this whole Gemara, that a Minchas Koyin is different than a regular Mincha. Regular Mincha, you makta the Koyin Mitz Yitah Shirayim. Minchas Koyin, you put the whole Mincha on the Mizbeach. That's true, according to some Tanaim, only for the Minchas Nedava of a Kohen. A Minchas Choyte, that's already a big machloikis, exactly what you're supposed to do with it. So the Minchas Nedava of a Kohen, that's Kulei Kol. Minchas Choyte, that's a Sugya Mesachtes Menachas. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, in this braisa that the Gemara is quoting, was discussing the Minchas Choyte of a Kohen. And he said as follows, that what you do with the Minchas Choyte is not what you do with the Minchas Nedava. HaKoymetz Kar Ba'atzmoy, you bring the Koymetz, Vashirayim Mispazrin Al Beis Hadeshen. And then you take the Shirayim and you burn them, you scatter them, but it means you burn them on the base Hadesh. So says the Gemara, when we said here that you're going to burn the entire Mincha of the Soita when she's an Eishes Kayin, we didn't mean that you're going to take the Shirayim and you're going to burn it on the Mizbeach. That you can't do. Because she's a Bailam in it, and Kol Shumi Menul Ishan Areo Beval Saktiru. Now, you'll do it L'Shom Eitzim, only Rabbi Eliezer holds it at Eitz of L'Shom Eitzim. But what if you don't hold the Rabbi Eliezer? What you're going to do is, you're going to be mispazered on the Beis Hadeshen. Now, you'll tell me, putting it on the Beis Hadeshen, how you being Mekayim the Minchas Koyin? On the Tzad that it's a Minchas Koyin, and it requires a proper Akhtara, then what are you doing? You're putting it on the Beis Hadeshen. How is that a haktar? The teretz is you see in the world of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that sometimes being mespazer the shirayim on the Beis Hadeshen is considered a haktar of a minchas koyin. Where do you see it? By the minchas choyte. I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. And that is what this price meant. We mean, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. There's an Indian of burning it on the Beis Hadeshen when you're not violating the Isra Kol Shemimenu L'Ishin Arei Bebal Saktiru. And the Gemara just adds that Afilu Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon, in the sugya of Minchas Choyte of a Koyin, like Pligal Ed Rosa Reb Shimon and Elwin Minchas Choyte Shachayanim, they only argued over there, the Basakrovihi, where at the end of the day, they feel that being that this is a kosher mincha, there's no issues with the mincha. You can be makter on the mizbeach, so be makter on the mizbeach. Aval baha, but over here where you're in this funny situation, because on the one hand you have the fact that it's a minchas koyin mitzad the chelik of the baal, but mitzad sheni, it's not a minchas koyin mitzad the chelik of the isha. I feel the rabbanon moido, even the rabbanon would be moido that there is a way of being mekayim the haktara by putting it on the Beis Hadeshen. Once you see a giloy that putting it on the Beis Hadeshen could be considered haktara in the sugya minchas koyin, so that's the eighth of what you're going to do. So the bottom line is not such an easy gemara, but that's just learning the gemara. When you learn Rashi, it gets a little harder. When you learn Tosfos, it's mamash gaval. But the bottom, when you learn Kachim, forget about it. But the bottom line is that you have over here the unique situation of a soita who's married to a kohen. And it's unique, not mitzad, the ishes, ishes, insatachas, bailo, barotzen, ubainas. That's a seder noshim de gishmuz. Mitzad the kochim shabai. Mitzad the mincha soita. And the reason it's unique, mitzad the mincha soita, is because the woman herself is not a kohen. And she's only an ishes kohen. But as far as her mincha goes, a kohenes' mincha is just a regular mincha, like the Mishnah said. He's a Kohen, and a Minchas Kohen is very, very unique. And the uniqueness really is at odds with her Mincha, because her Mincha has a din that you mak to the Kohen, but you eat the Shirayim. His Mincha has a din that you're supposed to put the whole Mincha on the Mizbeach. And being that there's this conflict between the two Menachas, so what exactly are you supposed to do with this Mincha? And really what emerged from the Gemara is that there's two Eitzes. One Eitzah is take the whole Mincha, burn it on the Mizbeach, but do it piecemeal. First, be mak to the koimitz, then be mak to the rest, and make a tanai that on the tzad that there's some issue over here because of the fact that she's a shutef in this mincha, so I'm going to have a mindless shameitzim. It won't be a haktari. You won't be over the isner of kol shum yimenul ishim areyu b'val saktiru. And as a result, it's going to be good to go. The other eitz is you could be mispazrit al beis hadeshen. I on the tzad that it's a minchas koyin. How you find eating that? There's a makar to this. It's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the sugya of the minchas choyte shel koyhanim, and even the rabbanim were only chaylik over there. But this far to say that the rabbanim would be moed to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that era would work, and that's exactly what it means. But the bottom line is when the Mishnah says kol anasuis the koyhanim in chayseim this rafis, it can mean one of two things. Either it means put it all on the mizbeach, do it in two shlavim, have a mindless shomaitzim, or it means put the koymitz on the mizbeach, put the shiraim on the beis hadeshen. It's still nisrafis, it's still burning, you're not eating it, right? What are you doing with all the other minchayseim? That when the nisrafis in the Mishnah, you're putting it in the Beis Hadashin. It's actually more matim in the Mishnah because the nisrafis is a little bit more consistent. But the bottom line is, those are the two eitzes how to understand the Mishnah. But just to speak out one point, just to get the background, the tein lechacham v'yech gamayt. So it sounds like from the sugya that the minchas chayte, there's a little bit of a confusion. Who's the real owner of the minchas chayte? On the one hand, the husband. On the other hand, the isha. So what are the two tzadim? Like, why would the husband be considered the owner? And why would the ishna be considered the owner? So if you look at Rashi in the Gemara, it's the second Rashi. Rashi says that as it relates to the mincha of the eishes koyim. So what's the halacha? Ein minchasa necheles. The mincha is not eaten. Mibnei sheyesh loy chelek bo. Because he has a chelek. So Rashi, shehu makriva mishaloi. Because he's the makriv. V'ksiv in the pasuk says, kol minchas koyim v'goyim. He's the one that brought it. Vehevia, right? The pasuk says Vehevi Ha'ish. He was the one that brought the carbon. And being that he's the one that brought the carbon, so we look at it as him being a shutif. Now who paid for it? Tachlis. Who swiped his credit card? He did. As a result, as a shutif over here. He's just a gobaila. Ve'ina oiva color of nature yeshla chelik bazak rashi. What gives her a chelik? Shelikaparasa hiba. Because it's coming to be mechaper for who? It's coming to be mechaper for her. So on the one hand, he's paying for it. On the other hand, it's coming for her. And that's where this conflict is. That's where this struggle emerges from. On the one hand, I can hear that he's the bailam. On the other, I can hear that she's the bailam. So who is the bailam? I think you would almost walk away from this Gemara and say they're both the bailam. Right? That's a little bit what it sounds like. It sounds a little bit like they're both the bailam. He's a shtikl shotiv, yesh loy chelik ba, and yesh loch chelik ba. Right? That's a little bit what it sounds like. And that's why Tosfos understood the Gemara. And Tosfos asks Akasha, he says that, I don't understand. Then Toima, v'chimei'ach ha'shi yesh loy chelik ba, and she also has a chelik, imkein havi lo mincha shutfes. It sounds like there's two shutfim in this mincha. And it's a mefurish Gemara zvachim dafeyam beis that a mincha can't be brought to shutfes. That even though there's a concept, you could be partners in a carbon, but as it relates to a mincha, it says nefesh and it's a gzeres hakosav that only one soul can own a mincha. You can't have two souls that are partners in this carbon mincha. And as a result, that it sounds like from the sugya yesh loy chelik ba v'yesh lo chelik ba. And if that's what's going on over here, if it's a shutfes, then lechayra I thought there's a din that a mincha can't be brought to shutfes. So Tosfos has a chiddush. Tosfos says that this that a mincha can't be brought for shutfes means that you can't have two people that are going to be the beneficiary of the same mincha. So a mincha or a korban that's coming to kapara, you can't have two mischaprim. There has to be one mechaper. There can't be two beneficiaries of it. But it's shayach and lumdis to work out that two people can be violent, quote unquote. You just can't have two mischaprim. Over here, Zok Tosfos, there's two bailim, but there's only one mischaper. He's a bailim, not mitzad the fact that he partakes in the kapara. He's a bailim mitzad the fact that he paid for it. And that gives him a bailis in the Indian. Good. But being that his bailis is not out mischaper, because the Makar says, Tosfos, it says nefesh. It says in the Torah nefesh. And mean that it says in the Torah nefesh, so nefesh is mashma, one nefesh in the sense of kapara, Tosfos says. So as it relates to kapara, that's what nefesh is suggesting. There, there's a din that has to be singular as opposed to a shutfis, but as it relates to there being two shutfin already is something that you're going to be able to have. The Achronim speak out, we're not going to go into this, but the Achronim speak out that from Rashi and the Sugi, it was a little bit mashma, that maybe Rashi didn't hold that this is really a shutfis. We was a mashma, we spoke it out when we went through the daf. There was one part of the narrative of the Gemara that wasn't so mashma, the way Rashi explained it, the way we spoke it out, that it's not really a shutfis. Because when the Gemara asked the Kasha, how could you be makta the shirayim on the tzad that it's that the bailam is a, the koyin that she's a shutif over here kol shem mimenu liishin harehu bebal saktiru? So what was the answer? Yimaleu l'shem eitzim. And Rashi said, what does mimaleu l'shem eitzim? Make a tanai, a whole tanai d'bnei gadu b'nei ruvin. What's the tanai? The Tanai sounds like, if it belongs to him, if it belongs to her, what do you mean? There's no suffix over here. What's the suffix? What's the Tanai over here? There's a suffix over here? We know exactly what's going on. There's shutfis. When there's two partners, there's a Tanai. No, Tanai, the Bainum is two people. This is what it is. So where is it chal the Tanai? From the fact that Rashi explained the Gemara, and by the way, it's like Skasha. Where's the Tanai? Taisus doesn't understand Rashi. From Rashi, it's a little bit mashma that this is not a carbon shal shutfis, but there's like Hilu some suffix over here, which complicates the sugya even more. Either way, just a little tayameh of what's going on over here. Some heavy kachin. Daf Chaf Gimel on the base is going to be super light. Zok de Gemara, Bas Yisrael, Hanasua, Vechulu. So in the Mishnah, it was Mavur, a whole bunch of differences between a man and a woman. Sai a kohen and a kohenes, and sai between an ish and an isha more generally. So the first chiluk was, is that a minchas koyin, what's the halacha? It's kulei kol. As opposed to the mincha of a koyhenes, it's treated like a regular carbon mincha. My time, what's the makar? To this, amakropos, the pasuk says, v'chol minchas koyin, kol ultia. And it says in the Torah, loy se yachel, and we darshin koyhen, v'loy koyhenes, chol minchas koyin, that's the man. There's a halacha of kol ultia loy se yachel. That's why it's the koyhenes, you're not going to have it. The Mishnah said, koyhenes mischal leles, koyin in mischal. What does that mean? Koyin could be a chal. But we're talking specifically if there was a bias iser. So a koyhenes that had a bias iser makes her a chalala. A koyhen that has a bias iser, it doesn't make him into a chal. No, what's the makar? The makar, the pasuk says, v'loyichal zaroi ba'amav. A koyin that has a bias iser. So a koyin, for example, that marries a grusha, has a child. The child becomes a chal. But we darshan that this bias is going to make zaroi. It's going to make his children into a chal. Zaroi mischal, boy mischal. His children are going to be chal, but he himself is not going to be chal. So there's a miut, a hafka in the Torah from him being a chal. Koyhenes metama. A koyhenes is allowed to be metama to mesim. A koyin is allowed to be metama to mesim. My time, what's the makar to this? Oh my God, the pasuk says this, everybody knows. Emor el Hakoyanim b'nei Aharon, b'nei Aharon, v'loy b'noy Saharon. It's only b'nei Aharon that are now to be metameta, mason b'noy Saharon. No. Koyin oichel b'kotchei kadoshim, a kohenes cannot eat kotchei kadoshim. So a woman can eat kotchei kalim, but kotchei kadoshim is only eaten for kohanim one, and it's zichrei kohuna. It's only the men. What's the makar to this? The chsiv. Because the pasuk says, kol zochar, b'vnei Aharon yoichlana. It's pretty straightforward. Kol zochar. Uma bein ish. V'chulu. And then the Mishnah went on to say differences, not just between a man and a woman in the sugyas of kahuna, but even more generally, differences between a man and a woman. The first one was that a man and a woman could both be mitzayron, but there's an afkamina. A man that's a mitzayra has the mitzvah priyo frima. He grows his hair long, he tears his clothing, as opposed to a woman doesn't have this. How do you know this? Tanur Rabbanan. Ish. It says in the Torah regarding a mitzayra, from there, I would know only an ish. Ish, I mean, how do you know a woman? Meaning, how do you know that a woman is included in the parsha of the mitzvah? The Torah added the words vatsarua asher boy. The way Rashi learns that those words are extra. So if you look in the context of the Pesukim, we didn't have to mention Vatsaru Asher Boy. So it's coming to teach me that not only an Ish could be a Mitzayra, an Ish also. M.K. Matam Alemer Ish. So why did the Torah say Ish? It almost sounds like only a man could be a Mitzayra. A woman can't be a Mitzayra. The reason is, Le'inyan Shalamata. It's referring to the next words in the Pasuk. And if you look in the Hemshech of the Pasuk, it says, Ish Tsarua Hu Tameh Hu Tameh Yitamenu Akoyim Berosh Negoyim. It's the next Pasuk. Vatsaru Asher Boy Hanega Begod of you. Frumim Verosham Verosham Yeh Faru. And that's what's coming to teach me regarding the halacha of Pirei Avachulu. That's only Negei Ish. That's not Negei Ish. So if you look in the parish of Metzaira, it says Ish. You would think maybe a woman can't be a Metzaira. Talmud Loimar, the words, Vahatzaru Ashabai is the rabbi. It doesn't matter who the person is. Vahatzaru Ashabai, anyone that has a tzaruah, even a woman, she's going to be included in this parasha. Why did the Torah say Ish? Because it's a very important halacha in the parasha of Metzaira. It's only Negei Ish. That's the halacha Priyu Ufim. Ishmad es benoi benoz, vein ishmad eres es benoi benoz. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. What's the makar to this that only a man can make his child into another? Halacha hi benoz. Who argues? Shlokish. Shlokish holds, it's kidei lechanchoi b'mitzvahs. Ha'ish megalech al naziras aviv, ve'inu ish megalech al naziras aviv. So if a man died, he was a nazir, he left over behemoth stumin, he never was mafresh, he never explained which animal or which monies is going to go for which carbon, and the child just so happens is also a nazir, the halach is the child is allowed to take the carbonus of the father, and he's It's not a chatish meisu baleh, all those sugyas, and he's allowed to use it now as his own carbon. What's the makar to this? And it's only true for a boy, it's not true for a girl. You know, a girl doesn't have this kach, even though she can be a nazir, but this did not. Again, Rabbi Yochanan said, halachi ben azah. Ish mekadesh es bito, ve'in ish mekadesh es bito. A man can be mekadesh's daughter, a woman can't do that. The pasuk says, es biti nosnati le'ish hazeh. This is a father talking, says, biti nosnati le'ish hazeh. This is the kach a man has. Ish mekadesh es bito, ve'in ish mekadesh es bito. A man can tell his daughter, a woman can't do that. The pasuk says, ki imker ish es bito, not ish, only a man can do it. Ha'ish niskal arum, ve'in ha'ish niskal saruma. My time of a rogmu oisai. It says in the pasuk regarding skila, the rogmu oisai. My oisai. What is oisai? Ilay me oisai v'loy oisai. It doesn't mean that only a man can get skila, but a woman can't get skila. Because if the pasuk says, v'hitzei so oisai ish ha'hu, oyes o ish ha'hi. You see, a woman could get skila. Ella oisai v'loy ksusa v'loy oisai v'loy ksusa. Oisai means rogmu oisai. It's only him. There's nothing else there. It doesn't even have any clothing. And it's there that it's oisai v'loy oisai. So oisai is oisai v'loy oisai. But oisai also means oisai v'loy ksusa. And it's in the oisai knech that we have this miyat of a woman, but a bad woman can get skillet. Some furish a pasik, but it says so as a ishahu, oh yes, no ishahi. Ho ish nitla, the ain, the chulu. A man, after he was killed, was hung, not a woman, my time, on my krovet, talisa, oisoi, al eitz, oisoi, veloy, oisoi. Finally, ho ish nimker, big nevasa, ain ish nimkeres, big nevasa, my time, on my krovet, the pasik says, vinimker, big nevasa is a lush and zacha, him, big nevasa, veloy, big nevasa, not her, hadron, halach, so just to end with a few short and light ha'aras. The first ha'ara is that one of the differences that the Mishnah mentioned between a kohen and a kohenes is that a kohen gets to eat kotshe kadashim, but a kohenes, she cannot eat kotshe kadashim. And we said that what's the makar d'chsiv? The pasuk says kol zochar b'vnei aharon yoichalena, referring to kachik kadoshim, and it's pretty clear that it's zochar v'loy nekeva, that only a koyin is allowed to eat from kachik kadoshim, but a nekeva is not allowed to eat kachik kadoshim. Rabbi Eliezer Stern shared with me a beautiful maramakim and a beautiful tzushtel to that maramakim. The maramakim is a meshachachma, classic meshachachma in Parshas Koyrach. The pasuk says, "Kodesh kadoshim locha hu ulevanecha, bekodesh hakadoshim toichlenu, kol zachar yoichal oisai kodesh yelucha." That's the pasuk. So the pasuk is referring to kachik kadoshim. That's pretty clear. And it says, "Kodesh kadoshim locha hu ulevanecha." Hashem's talking to Aharon. Kodesh kadoshim is only necha by kohanim. Where do you eat the kachik kadoshim? Bekodesh hakadoshim toichlenu. You have to eat it dafka in the kodesh hakadoshim. Kachik kadoshim when necha lefnim. It had to be eaten dafka in the Azara. Kol zachar yoichal oisai. Only a zachar is allowed to eat it. As opposed to an akeva, kachik kadoshim, like we just had in the daf. We had a different pasuk. But it's only nechal lezichrei kohuna, kodesh yelacha. This is something that's going to be kachim. Says Rameh Simcha, that yesh loimar. This pasuk is not just telling me the halacha that kachik kadoshim is only nechal lezichrei kohuna, but it's also telling me. And it's not only telling me the halacha of where kachik kadoshim had to be nechal, but this pasuk is telling me the time of the krah, why it is that kachik kadoshim had to be nechal lezichrei kohuna. Why is it? What's the pshat? What's pashup pshat that kachik kadoshim is nechal only lezichrei kohuna? So says Rameh Simcha, pashup there would have been makom to say that maybe the kohen has more kedushas kohuna that the kohen has. For example, kohen could do the avodah. Kohenes can't do the avoida. So you would think that maybe that's the reason that only the zachar is allowed to eat the kachik kadoshim as opposed to in the keva. But Rameh Simcha says that's a little shver. You know why it's a little bit shver? Because the halach is that a kohen bal mum is allowed to eat kachik kadoshim. The Gemara in the Pirchis and Kachim throughout Seder Kachim will say things like malu bal mum shekein oichel. Right? That's always the cooler that you find in the bal mum. Bal mum can't do the avoda. It's mamish most shreklich thing imaginable. But at the same time, if the bal mum wants to eat kachim gezunt tehei, he can eat it. So says Rameh Simcha, if the reason that kachik kadoshim is nechal lezichrei kohuna, as opposed to in a cave, is for the same reason, for example, that only a zochah can do the avoda, bal mum toichiach. So why is the bal mum different? So says Rameh Simcha, I think this pasuk is coming to tell me the reason. You want to know why in a cave a can't eat kachik kadoshim? Because where was kachik kadoshim eaten? The pasuk says, b'kodesh hakadoshim toichlenu. It had to be eaten dafkin da azara. It says Rameh Simcha, who was in the azara? There were a lot of men in the azara. If the halacha would be that a woman is allowed to eat kachik kadoshim, so then there'd be women drinking in the Azara. And Pashit mitzad Tame Yatznius, for Prizes, and all these Inyanim. So the Torah didn't want that there should be women there. Vesham in a Rosh Tikonis Isha Ba'azara. Kemosha Amru, Isha Ba'azara Minayin. And because of this Inyan, which is a Mavili, they Pirtsa beget their Ervach Bechalilo. It says Ramei Simcha, that being that the Kachi Kadoshim is so Kaddish, Komokam Shenema Kedusha in a Yalagadar Ervach. You find Fakir that the more Kaddish the situation is, the more gdarim that you need as it relates to erva. So says Ramei Simcha, that's the hemshach of the psukim. Kodesh kedoshim lecha hu ulevanecha. Bekodesh hakedoshim teichlenu. Where do you eat kodesh kedoshim? It has to be eaten dazara. It's for that reason called zocher yoichal oisai. That's why it has to be eaten dafke by the schar. In other words, it's not mitzad the kedushas ha'oichal. It's not mitzad the chsorin in the gavra. If that was the case, then Balmum would be no different. The teretz is it's aus the mokim, so to have a bamum koyim being in the azara, so what? What's the problem? But to have an isha in the azara, that's already an issue mitzad priestess. What was the tzushtal? The tzushtal was is Ramei Simcha l'shitasai. Ramei Simcha who said that in the mokim ha-mikdash, not only do we say, oh, you're as a mokim kedusha, yalal baitach, that a person in a mokim kedusha is going to have as a hira raver, fakert, sak for the shasa riglo, because you offer tayrim derech eretz, umal aret zim, and then it says, ish imoy v'aviv tirov, v'ashab soysay tishmoyru. Yen Ramei Simcha, that we spoke at a few times recently, that Ramei Simcha says that there's an inyan that in the mokim ha-mikdash, you need more shmira when it comes to arayas. That is the reason that the kachem was nechal only lezichrei kohuna bekodesh hakadoshim teichlenu kol zocher yoichal oisai mamish v'divrei pi chacham chemim. Classic Ramei Simcha and a beautiful tzushtal from Rebbe Eliezer Stern. That's the first aura. The second aura is, and this really came up a few times, Tzivishin the Oilon, and that is, so the daf began with the halacha of Schus Toilola. So there's a halacha that it's possible that a woman, a saita, is going to drink from the mei saita. She's really guilty, but at the same time, nothing's going to happen to her based on the idea of schus taylala. And really, what emerges is that there's a major machloikis tanoim, poshib shan, in this inyan. The stam nishan daf chaf amir aleph sounds like schus taylala. Yeah, it's possible up to 3 years, nothing is going to happen. Asymptomatic, gunish. Nothing is going to take place. Shimon said, no such thing as schus taylala. Rebbe said, haschus taylala. However, she doesn't necessarily die right away, but at the same time, symptoms, that's something that may start right away. So what the Olam was discussing is what happens as it relates to this woman being able to go back to live with her husband. A suffix soita, once the skin of his steer, she's not allowed to live with her husband. She's also the Vaila. Okay, so she's going to drink from the Mei Soita, and now we're going to know what happened. It's Maskeres Ovoin, it's Mivareres, so we're going to figure out exactly what the story is. The problem is, she may drink from the mistake that she's going to walk away and nothing's going to happen. And if nothing's going to happen, then L'chaira, we're stuck again. Like, how are we supposed to know what exactly the situation is? Meaning, how does Schus Toilola play itself out as it relates to her being mutter also to her husband? So let's just think this through for a second. According to Reb Shimon, there's no such thing as Schus Toilola, so obviously we're not having this conversation. According to Rebbe, who holds that even if schus is toilola, but there were symptoms, then the chayyim should be pashit. Are there symptoms? If you see symptoms, okay, so now you know exactly what happened. And if not, then she's fine. Because the mayim is baidik, according to Rebbe, she just doesn't die right away. She has a schus toilola. She gets another few years, maybe, of life, which is a tremendous gift. But at the same time, in terms of it being mevarer, it's mistaber that it is mevarer. And the emes is, it's in Furusha Gemara. It's in Gemara the Kaman, we're going to learn in a few days, on Daf Chav Vav Amin Aleph, where the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, if she's misnavna, in the way that the Torah says, she's supposed to be misnavna. It's her yerech, it's her beten. So if she would be misnavna in that way, then the halacha is that she would be asal abayla. All these halachas would play themselves out. The Shaila is, according to the Stam Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amir Aleph, where in the Stam Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amir Aleph, it's very possible that she's going to drink, nothing is going to happen. So the Shaila is she Mutta Labayla or is she Asa Labayla? That the Gemara doesn't discuss, but it's a Tosfos. It's Tosfos in the first parak on Davov and Mebeis. Tosfos says, Mefurish, he's Medayikin in the Sugya there. And Tosfos says, the last Tosfos on the Amid. Mehocha Mashma, the Baila Mutta Lala Alta. That the husband is allowed to be with his wife right away. For Loyam Rina, now we don't say Yamtin at Shalishonim. Let's wait 3 years. Shemeschus Tosala. Because maybe she has a schus. says Tosfos, V'chein hireni Rebbe b'Yerushalmi, and I found that really it's a mefurish Yerushalmi. V'nika ish me'avoy, einoy choishish. You don't have to be choishish shema talu loschos. You don't have to be worried that maybe there was a schos. But the bottom line is, it's a mefurish Tosfos. Tosfos says that you don't have to worry about schos talu. So the bottom line is, this isha is going to walk into bed and she's going to drink from the meisaita. If nothing's going to happen, you don't have to be choishish that maybe something took place. Now, what's the pshat? What's Taka the pshat? Maybe something did happen. Maybe something did happen. So the lumdus is, and Priskirov and Stenslach talks about this, the lumdus is that a suffix soita, the fact that she's also a baila, is a chiddush atayra. It's a chiddush that when there's kini and stira, she's also a baila. Reb Chaim and Sefer, where Reb Chaim said that really, ein oisrin ala yichud. Ordinarily, if a man and a woman are together in a state of yichud, you have all the chazakas in the world that say that this woman's going to be okay. It's a maisa pritzus, but at the same time, it doesn't make her asa to her husband. It's not so posh to make a woman asa to her husband. So it's true, she didn't do something nice. But at the same time, she's still mutal a baila. The teretz is, when there's kinu and stira, there's a chiddush atayra, v'nitma, that halach is that she's going to be asa labayla. But it's all a chiddush atayra based on the parish of Saita. Well, the Torah also says that when she drinks on the May Saita, if nothing happens, that she's motel labayla. Now, we'd rather know the rest of the story. That maybe schus toilala. That's true. But here's the punchline. The punchline is that drinking the May Saita is matter, any issa that comes about through the kinu and stira. So the kinu and stira shaps issa, and the drinking of the Meisaita is matter that is, sir. And that's how it works. I klapish mayagalia, whatever. Don't state in the Torah. The Torah says you drink from the Meisaita, it's matter any isser that you had as a result of the kinyan stira. And it's more geschmack when you appreciate the fact that the whole isser that comes about through the kinyan stira is really a chiddush atayr. But I'll tell you something beautiful that I saw in the Sefer Alei Be'er. So Sefer Alei Be'er is a Sefer that was written by Rav Israel Katz, Shlita, and it's a beautiful, thorough, sefer Masechta Soita, mamish hafachba, vafachba, vafachba, the gulaba. But the bottom line is, toich dvarav, and that's on this Tosfos here, on Dav Vava Midbeis, so he brings a marmakim that he saw in the Shailas Uchuvah Shari Tzion. So who is the Shailas Uchuvah Shari Tzion? So the mechaber of the sefer was Rabin Tzion Mibilsk. And he was one of the great Litvisha Gaonim in the late 1800s. And he's famous for being one of the Ge'onim that gave a Haskama to the Mishnah Berurah. So when the Chafetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah, so he went around for Haskamas and he went to a few Yechidim. And one of the people that gave Haskama was the Baal Mechaber Sefer of Shari Tzion. But Al Kaponim, this is in Chela Gimel. It's Simen Tez Zayin. It's Ois Tez. It's tucked away. That whole Simen, I looked it up, is all the Inyone Soita, Ayin Shah. But Al Kaponim, so there he asks, that why is it taka that we're not choshish that maybe she had a schus toilala? Other Abba, let's be choshish that there was a schus toilala. And the Emma says, if you think about it, it makes a little bit of sense that you should assume there was a schus toilala. Why? Because anytime there's kin of a stira, there's a raglaim ladava that really she's guilty. Okay, if she was guilty, something would have happened. The teretz is, maybe it was schus toilala. So in svar, you could almost argue that it's a little raglaim ledover dik that this is chus toil. But at the very least, achshash this should be. Okay, so the lomdashan nusach, which he speaks through in that shtukah, would be that enachanami, but the hashkaz matter. But from Tosfos, it's not so mashma that way. And the reason is because Tosfos' lashon is, we're not chayish. That's Tosfos' lashon. Ain't a choshish. And it sounds like, said Rabbi Tzimi Bils, that if you would be choshish, that if there was a legitimate chash that maybe there's a chus toilola, then enachanami. Meaning, if you want to take the lomdashan route, you want to go with the Priskirov's nusach, Kinevistir is a chiddush. The Torah says you drink, then you're going to be mutal abayla. Okay, so say that the hashka was matter. But it doesn't sound that way from Tosfos. Because in Tosfos, it sounds a little bit more in a chayshish law. You just don't have to be chayish for it. So why not? Why taka you not chayish? Mech a teisa. It's a reasonable chash. The raglaim ledover would seem to support it. So what's the pshat? So he says nifla. He says, because we know, what was the schus that was toilala? Achloikas in the Gemara. Is it the schus of mitzvah, or is it the schus of toilala? The Rambam paskens like Ravina, that the schus that's toilala is the schus of Torah. The Rambam in Hilchas Soita Perikim Alalacha Chav Soita Shahayla Schus Talmud Torah. Afa Pishe Ina Mitzvah Talmud Torah Reizu Toilala. The Ina Meisel Shaita, etc. etc. But Al Kaponim, the Rambam passes that it's a schus of Torah. The Gemara said in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph that the schus of Torah is Megan and it's Matzel. Meaning it's Megan and Aparonius, but it's also Matzel min hachet. So said Rabbi Simi Bills, that what do you want to tell me? Maybe she has a schos of Talmud Torah. If she has a schos of Talmud Torah, then why is she guilty? Then why did she come with Deitumah? Then this whole thing shouldn't have happened in the first place. So being that it shouldn't have happened in the first place, so the fact that it happened, that's the gres deraya, that she doesn't have the schos toilah. Because the schos that should be toilah to be Megan wasn't toilah for it to be matzel. So that's the biggest reyes in the world that nothing happened. And he says like this. He says, let me buy you, according to Rav Yosef, that said Torah bein be'inna da asikba, bein be'inna da lo yasikba, is Megan and it's matzel. So there's no difference between the koyach of Torah to be Megan and the koyach of Torah to be matzel. It's always Megan, it's always matzel. So if it's always Megan and it's always matzel, so based on that, l'chayra, if it wasn't matzel, so why should we assume it's going to be Megan? Where it's not so posh is according to Rava. Rava had it a little bit differently in Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Rava said that Torah is always Megan, but it's not always matzel. It's only matzel and achet in the asikba. They were tremendous b'nei Torah, but they did have theirs. The Torah says it was in the delay asikba. But he says a dove noira. He says, what does it mean that a woman has a chelik in Torah? The Gemara is kasha. She doesn't have schos toilolo. She's an enemetzuv v'aisa. So the Gemara says no. Her enemetzuv v'aisa is chal when she takes care of her children and makes sure that they're learning, and she takes care of her husband, makes sure he's learning. Her be'inna da asikba is always, because as long as she's living her life and she's doing what needs to be done for her children, even if this second she's not putting her kid on the school bus, or this second she's not waiting by the window when's her husband going to come home. But at least, like holding Mars and Ksumas. But the bottom line is that her home mitzias is idna da asikba. So Afraya is always in idna da asikba. Since he says, I feel the Robin's going to be in the da asikba. And does Zach Toysvis, that if there was a reasonable reason to be chayish, that there was a schus toilah ba'enachanami. But there is no. Why not? Because if she was, then why would this happen? So on the tzad that she's guilty, Bal Karchach, she didn't have this chos toilah, and that's why Tosfos said that it shouldn't be chayish. Just to end with one final short ha'ara, and that is, so we're talking about the chos toilah, which according to Ravina, it's the Rambam's psak in Hilchos Seita Perek Gimel Halacha Chaf, is the chos of Talmud Torah. And you see an amazing thing, that Talmud Torah has a tremendous chos to protect, right? And this is the davar pachah. Gemara is Rosh Tevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, Uriel. When a person learns Torah, Imamish, he has an entourage of malachim that are watching him and protecting him. He's always surrounded by malachim. He's always being protected. But just one ha'ara, maybe one noisif, and that is the Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis, a classic. On Daf Ayin Zayin Amadeis, so the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan used to be machris. He would make a ramkol. He would say, Hizaru mizvuve shabale rason. So there was a certain condition. It was called rason, a form of mokeshchin, and it was very, very contagious. And Rabbi Yochanan was very sensitive. He didn't want people to catch this illness. So he would make a achroza, and he would say, everybody be careful from the flies that drezach by the bali rason, because they may be carriers of this illness, and it can be very infectious. Rab Zera would not sit next to someone who had Rasan if the wind was blowing. Rabbi Lozali Ayal Ba'ale, he wouldn't enter that tent. Rab Ami Rab Asi Lehavi Achli Mi Bei Dahim Avoya. If there was an egg that was in the mafoy of Erevin fame, of where a Baal Rasan was, they wouldn't even use those eggs. Zokti Gemara. That was the Hanhag of Rabbi Yochanan and Rab Zeira and Rabbi Lozar and Rav Ami Rav Asi. But there was one Amoira that had a Midah Cheres, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Zokti Gemara, Michrich Behuva Asik B'Teira. Rabbi Shua ben Levi would call the Bali Ross and he would say, Lama Zitzin Alern in Tzazaman. He would be Michrich Behu. He would mamish sit together with them. And he would learn Torah. Amar, he said, the Pasuk says, Ayeles Ahovim V'yalaschei. That if a person learns Torah, it's mamish gewalt. And it's something that's Mailachain. It makes a person look better and more appealing. It's maila chen. Im chen maila alam deo. If someone who doesn't have chen learns Torah, the Torah is going to give him chen. Agune loy magna. So certainly it's going to protect him. We said that maybe he darshan the Kalvachomer because Kalvachomer is a school of refuah, and this maybe was part of the antidote. But im chen maila alam deo. So agune loy magna. And the Gemara says that this chos that Rabbi Shua ben Levi had was so niflidic that when Rabbi Shua ben Levi passed away, the Malach HaMavos couldn't be shoyl with Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi did something unbelievable. He would sit and he was michrech hu va'asik b'tayr. He was a das yochin in the sinyan. Rabbi Yochanan shalacha k'mayis b'chamak, and all the gedolim, they all held not that way. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi felt that nothing bad is going to happen to me from being together with the Bali Rasan. The Ritva on this Gemara, it's the last Ritva in Perek HaMadir, in Mesechtes Ksubis. Rabbi Shua ben Levi michruch behu ba'asik bay reisa. Pirish. Michruch behu. Afilu heichad ala yasik ba. Rabbi Shua ben Levi didn't only learn with the Balei Rasan. He would fabreng with them a little bit also. He would be with them. He was michruch behu afilu heichad ala yasik ba. Ukidamrinim besoita. Gabi kiner mitzvah betoira ar. Da reisa afilu be'idnad ala yasik ba magna umatzla ba'oiskim balishma. Rabbi Shua ben Levi felt that being that he learned Torah, so he had the Shmira of Torah, the Shmira of Soita Daf Chav Aleph, that Torah is an Ur, and it's Bein Be'inna the Asik Ba, Bein Be'inna the Loy Asik Ba, it's going to protect, it's going to be a Shmira, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi was Michrich Bahu, even when he wasn't Asik by Raisa, it's a Chiddush and Taitch in the Gemara. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Michrich Bahu, Va Asik by Raisa. So, the Ritva, no, that's not what it means. Pirush Michrich Bahu, Afila Heicha Deloy Asik Ba. He was Michrich even when he wasn't learning Torah because of our Gemara Masechta Soita, that Torah is an Ur and Torah has an ability to protect even when a person is Mamish Dvar in the flaw. This Rabbi Shua ben Levi HaTashaychis now at our Sugya here at Soita Daf Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph. So the emes is when we learned Ksubis Daf Ayin Zayin Amin Beis, we spoke at a Ha'ara that Rabbi Chanan Vassan and Hashem Yim Kim Damai in Kovit Shiurim asks, it's in Masechta Ksubis, it's Sif Reish Ayin Zayin. Says Rabbi Chanan V'kasha, I don't understand how Rabbi Shua ben Levi was able to do this. Haksiv, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Shmuel, Hashem tells Shmuel, I want you to go to Shaul and tell Shaul whatever you have to tell." So Shmuel tells the Eibush, "The Eich Eilech, I'm going to go to Shaul. The Shaul, my Shaul. Shaul's going to Vargeni. He's going to kill me." I freak the Gemara and Psachim Davches. What's the problem that Shmuel's going to get killed? It's the Hashluchei Mitzvah, and everyone knows the rule: Shluchei Mitzvah in a Nizayk. And the Gemara says that that was different. Why was it different? Because it was Shchiach Hezekah. And Hecha the Shchiach Hezekah Loisam China Nahad the Shluchei Mitzvah in a Nizayk. That when it's Shchiach Hezekah, over there you can't be Soimich on Shluchei Mitzvah in a Nizayk. It's afraid Rabbi Chanan. I hear what Rabbi Shua ben Levi saying. He's saying Ayelas Ahavim V'Yalas Chayin, and based on that, Torah is making a matz. Even as a tushtel, the Ritva, the Gemara in Soita Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. But this is Shchiach Hezekah. Come moving. So if it's Shchiach Hezekah, how is Rabbi Shua ben Levi able to do this? Says Rabbi Chanan B'Tzorach Loimar. You have to say the Zeu Dafke B'Shar Mitzvahs. This is only true B'Shar Mitzvahs. Avolimu Torah Shani. But Limu Torah is different. Ukedi Yalef Mikal V'Chaymer Im Chaim Ma'ila V'Chulu. Rabbi Shua ben Levi didn't quote Soita Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Shua ben Levi had a limud. He was darshining a Kal V'Chaymer, one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Ben. Says Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was learning a halacha from here. And near Duchzach, says Rabbi Chanan, that the halacha Rabbi Shua ben Levi is extracting from the Kal V'Chaymer in that pasuk of Yalasam V'Yalaschein is that there's no Indian of Shchiach Hezekah when it comes to Torah, and Torah can protect. So it's true, Shmuel was afraid to go because Shmuel's not going to learn Torah. Shmuel has a shlichus. It's a little bit different. But as opposed to Shua ben Levi, who's michrich buva asik b'Torah, it's coming mitzad Torah, and as a result, being that it's learning Torah, over there it's going to be different. This is Rabbi Chanan Ta'ara in the end of Perek HaMadr. So I'll tell you, I saw now, very similar, but it's a little bit of a different nosach. In the Pirish Ahavas Eson, that's on the side of the Ein Yaakov from Enif in the Kadmoinen. So he, on the same Gemara, here in the end of Perek HaMadr, he says, Omnam Yesh Ledakdek. I don't understand Rabbi Shua ben Levi. How was he allowed to do what he did? The Eich Togen Ala Koirech Bebali Rosson, Hot Shchiach Hezeko. It's Shchiach Hezeko. Vamrinu Bepsochim Davches. The Eich of the Shchiach Hezeko, Afilu Shluche Mitzvah Nizoyken. That there's zero Shmira, when it comes to Shchiach Hezekah. Why am I saying it's a little bit different? The nusach is a drop different. Rabbi Chanan's kasha is that it's mavur, but when it's Shchiach Hezekah, there's an isser. You're not letting be machnas yourself into a matzav of sakana, even if you're a Shliach Mitzvah, hecha, that it's Shchiach Hezekah. His nusach is a little different. He's taking it out of the Gemara Pesachim that hecha the Shchiach Hezekah, there is no shmira at all. There's no shmira when it's Shchiach Hezekah. But Al Kapanim, he says the same teretz. V'nir Ali, the hagon of the Torah adif from the mitzvah, the hagon of Torah is other from mitzvah, umegina af hecha the Shchiach. That even where it's Shchiach Hezekah, still you find that Talmud Torah is going to be making. But Al Kapanim, what emerges from Rabbi Chanan and the Ahavas Eson, from this Gemara with Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that we know Torah protects. There are a lot of things that protect, but when it's Shchiach Hezekah, it's a whole different sugya. If a person finds himself in a real matzav of sakana, where it's Shchiach Hezekah, so then already the whole Indian can be a little bit different. But when it comes to Torah, Torah protects even when it's Shchiach Hezekah. Even when a person's in a matzav where he's michrach buvakarach together with Balei Rosen, where every statistic in the world's going to tell you that this person has a problem, he's doomed. But at the same time, meaning Michal, Smeila Gavriel, Mufane Ariel, Mechaira Yerfal, Varosh, Shechina Skel. The Koyach HaGona of Torah is such that it's going to protect the person even if he finds himself in that dire situation, even in that matzah. It's another Sifkatan, it's another Knech, spoke at early in the week for Abchaim Velosh and Abshachaim Shardawit, the different levels of how Torah manifests itself differently than mitzvahs. And this is one of those in Yonim, that Torah has the ability to protect even when it's a matzah of Shechia Chazayka. I'm not sure. But just some food for thought. Maybe there's a mefurish raya to Rabbi Chanan and to the Havas Esa. And that is from the parasha of Saita. The Saita is drinking from the Mei Saita. She's drinking from the Mayim Amorim. If she was mezana with this man, then it's over. The klolas haksuvas b'tayra. L'chayra tshchia chazeka. She's drinking something that for her, based on what she did, is extremely, extremely dangerous. Yet if she has the schus of Talmud Tayra, Ravina, the Rambam's Psak in Perek Gimel Hilchos Saita, nothing's going to happen to her. The schus is going to be Toilolo. So I say, Meres, Torah has the ability to protect Afila B'makim, the Shechia Chazeka. And Emes is the Ritva read in the end of Ksuvah Shteltsu, the two Sugyas. He Shteltsu, the Sugya Rabbi Shua ben Levi, with the Gdoli Achreinim, where Mechiach this Yisoid, to Saita Dav Chafalaf Amar Aleph Kinar Mitzvah Torah, that Torah is Megan O'Matzel. And you see that Torah has the ability to be Megan O'Matzel, Afilu be'inu de layasikba, but afilu be'inu de shchir chazeka. Because the chayre, this is a matzah. What's shchir chazeka? Shchir chazeka means this is a matzah of sakana. There's a real dangerous thing going on over here. A woman that's drinking from the Mei Saita, who is mezana tachas baila, for sure is in a matzah of shchir chazeka. And afal pikein, you see that Talmud Torah is a schus that's toilala. Maybe the parasha of Saita, again, tein lochachem v'yech gamoy, just a little food for thought. Maybe the parasha of Saita in and of itself is the biggest riot to the Saita of Rabbi Chanan and Havas Eson, that Torah is megen u'matzel afilu be'idna d'shchiach ezek.